We don't know what we're full of until people come into our life that are law-based. So people come in our life to accuse, to wound, to criticize, to fault find. And when this individual came into my life in 1989, I had dreams of being a big church pastor. I had hopes and aspirations of moving my way to the top because, oh, the praise of man was wonderful. And I was taken out. It destroyed me for over a year. I've never known such pain. I thought I was that 10, 11, 12-year-old boy back in that so wounding environment I grew up in. I hurt so bad, and every day I had to go to work and try to hide it and try to cover it up and counsel all day, 5 and 6 ministry appointments a day with people, and I had to act like everything was all right. And I was so wounded and I was so bruised, but it was during that time I found and confronted the deepest darkness in my life of pride and ego and desire for self-exaltation. I couldn't believe what I was full of. It took about a year and a half, and finally it was all exposed. He exposed himself. He lost his position. He was fired or released. I was restored, but during that time I was restored, I realized all of the dreams of being the big church pastor were rooted in that pride, and I no longer wanted that. God, just let me have a cabin in the woods somewhere where pastors and ministers can come who have experiencing the pain that I've experienced this past year and a half, a place where they can come and receive love and life and healing and just someone to care for them. And Shiloh Place Ministries was birthed out of the pain of that moment. Or I'd have been on plan B, C, D, E, or F, or totally out of the kingdom. I was asked a few years back, Jack, name 3 men that have had the greatest impact in your life to bring you into the place of ministry, to bring you where you're at, walking with the Lord. Name 3 men. And I thought about that, and I thought, boy, Philip Miles has had such an impact in my life, and Roger Gosnell and Houston Miles, such an impact. No, there's one at the top. Now, I didn't name his name, but I said there was one man. That what he meant against me for evil, Genesis 50:20, God has turned around for good, that an entire people might be saved. That man has had the greatest impact on my life than any other that I've ever known, because he made me confront myself. And the deepest, darkest, ugliest things about my life. And it was shortly after that, for the previous few years, I'd see that man once in a while, and I would avoid him. I was still in this negative thinking towards him. And then he walked in the door at one conference we were at, and I beelined straight towards him, and I took him in my arms. He couldn't even hardly move. He was so terrified. What is this? He probably thought I had a knife in my hand. And I said to him, I thank you that above all other men that has ever been in my life, I think you have probably had the greatest impact for good for my life. And I thank God for the day he brought you in my life. You are not walking in wholeness until you can thank God for the people in your life that have brought the greatest pain. It may be by faith at first, but if by faith you start giving your husband this, your wife this, your parents this, your children this, Your boss, this. The people that seem to want to hurt you the most, this. Immediately you'll come out of this place of what is being right and what is fair and what will cause you to reap all this, and you'll begin to move to a higher place. And no matter how the others respond, no matter what they do, do not return evil for evil, insult for insult, but instead give a blessing so you might inherit a blessing that God has prepared for you. And you'll start finding promotion coming from the north, the south, the east, the west. It's going to involve humiliation, breaking your pride. It's going to involve humility, but he who humbles himself is exalted, exalted into the Father's presence, to where blessings flow. And when I began to change this pattern, that's when I had a supernatural encounter with the Father's love. Now, I'll be honest, I had to sow over here for a while. And I had to uproot over here. My wife said, a year ago, January, why don't you invite Pastor Miles, Houston Miles, why don't you invite him to go to Poland? Oh, he doesn't have time for me. He doesn't have time that year. I wished I'd learned to listen to my wife a little more often, first time through. Why don't you invite him to go to Poland about once a week? God's just speaking to me. You need to invite him to go to Poland. I finally called Pastor Miles. Pastor Miles, I just feel like I'd like to invite you to Poland. We've got a pastor conference there in May. I'd like to invite you. He said, I have been praying about Poland and I've had no open door. I would love to come. I'll change my calendar. I'll do whatever. He comes to Poland, and in the daytime I teach on healing the wounded heart and the Father, and at night he teaches on other issues. The last meeting, 80 pastors are laid out on the floor weeping and wailing and crying, and Pastor Miles is just sitting here. My goodness. He walked out of there downstairs to lunch, and he said, how soon can you come to Evangel Cathedral with that message? How soon can you do a pastor conference in Russia? How soon can we network together in Eastern Europe? How soon can you do the men's conference for us? How soon can we get you in every EFI elders' church? How soon can we get this message to CLST? I'm going right home. I'm calling Ron Cottle on the phone, and we're going to get this thing in the CLST program as fast as possible. This message has got to go out. Would have never happened if I lived there. Yes. And Shiloh Place Ministries has exploded into an international worldwide ministry in less than a year and a half. Because I finally hurt so much, I decided I can't live here anymore. Yes. When you come to a place you hurt so much that you're not going to stand up for what's right anymore, you're not going to stand up for what's fair, but instead you're going to give a blessing, you'll come out of this place of right, fair, demanding justice, when am I going to get what's mine? And you'll come up into this place, this higher place of grace, and you're going to begin to see healing flow across your life. It's going to overflow into your family. It's going to overflow into your workplace. You're going to find the blessings of God coming into you. It's going to overflow into your physical body, because one of the direct results, I lived with pain in my back for years, and one of the direct results was healing that took place. And I still have a bad day now and then, but I went 2 years with never without pain, could hardly even minister at times in the altars. And God set me free in my physical body also, because so much of the pain and problems in my back, right there. All we have to do is be willing to give a gift away to someone else who doesn't deserve it. Can you give a person that deserves this a free gift that's not yours in the first place? God has given you a free gift of forgiveness. And all you have to do to move from walking in the law to walking His grace is give that gift He's given to you away to someone else who doesn't deserve it in your life, someone who treats you this way. When you start giving that gift away, before long, you'll start reaping this gift, the blessing of God. Now, there's something about forgiveness. Forgiveness means you don't have to wait on the other person to ever set it right. in order to be healed, in order to be set free. They may never set their side right. That's okay. You set yours right, you move over here, their revenge will come upon themselves. They'll live here. Forgiveness and pain is two different things. You can forgive a person and still feel the pain of the hurt, of the betrayal, the agony of the betrayal that Jesus went through. The hurt, yet, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness and pain are two different things. Forgiveness is related to bitterness, resentment, and you're letting it go. Pain's just related to a wound. And when people treat you this way, it hurts, doesn't it? But just because it hurts, you can move your thought life over here. You make the choice. The same law that is meant to bless you, bless you, bless you, that same law will kill and destroy you. God releases blessing. Satan releases the curse. You make the choice. And forgiveness and trust are two different things too. You can forgive a person and not trust that person. Because trust is like money. Once it's all gone, they've got to go out and earn some more. And so forgiving a person is no more than moving your thought life here to your thought life towards that person over here, but you don't have to trust them if they prove themselves untrustworthy. Your thought life's just here. Now, you're still going to catch it over here, aren't we? As soon as you catch it, just move it back over here. That's what the cross is for. How the cross sets us free from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. We can be set free from it just by applying the blood, and it will bring us over here. We start sowing this. Blessing comes. Are you receiving the Judas that God has brought to your life in order to bring you into the place of death of self? If you're receiving them, you're forgiving them. If you're not forgiving them, you are not receiving them as a gift of God to your life. You're receiving them as a curse. Guess what you receive? Curse. God has placed these people in our life in order for us to receive a blessing that He has prepared for us. 1 Peter 3:9. He's allowing them to be used so we can find out what we're full of. And for some of us, the only way we're ever going to get back at the devil for what he has done to us for a lifetime is to forgive the one that has hurt us. And you just spit in the devil's eye and moved over into the place of grace. If you get this down, your life will never be the same.
If you would like to order this tape set or any of the other material available at Shiloh Place Ministries, you may reach us at area code 843-381-0007 or write to us at Shiloh Place Ministries, Post Office Box 5, Conway, South Carolina, 29528. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. For our friends comfortable with a computer, log on to our website for the latest Shiloh Place itinerary and news at www.shilohplace.org. Or you may email us at info@shilohplace.org.